WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday, and I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, and hopefully many of you are off this week, and I'm grateful that you've taken the time to tune in to where God is broadcasting, WGOD Radio, and you're going to hear a word from God coming up in a minute. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear something I just preached last Sunday morning at Island. That was on the 23rd, and that is Introducing John the Baptist. One of my favorite sermons. Every couple of years, I'll retool it and preach it again. And that's what we've done this last weekend. That's what you're going to hear for the rest of this week is my sermon from Sunday. There is more to this man than meets the eye. John the Baptist. Where did he come from? Who is he? Why is he so mysterious? Hopefully, we're going to answer some of those questions here. And certainly, there's more to John than meets the eye if you look and if you study at the Word of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, where it says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. We're going to look at that in depth here this week in this message. If you'd like a copy of this, you can send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. Be glad to send it to you. This weekend at Island, my associate pastor, Darren Solana, will be preaching the word on Sunday morning. And here coming up soon on the 10th, we'll be starting our midweek study again, Wednesday nights at 6. We'll be in the book of Daniel on Wednesday nights. More on that as that time approaches. But enjoy this message now today and the rest of this week, Introducing John the Baptist. I always like to start off this sermon with a trivia question, but for all of you who already know it, can refrain from answering, but for those that are new or worshiping here today, here it goes, and that is, who is the last Old Testament prophet? Any guesses today? Last Old Testament prophet? Go ahead, Darren. It's Johnny. John the Baptist. He's the last Old Testament prophet. When we read about John the Baptist, really that's Old Testament, the very end of the Old Testament. The New Testament starting, well, I guess that's debatable, starting on like the songs that we sing, or starting at the Lord's baptism, or starting on the day of Pentecost. Again, that's debatable. But anyway, I could call this sermon John the Baptist Paving the Way. Many churches today are preaching the Christmas story, but I want to do something a little bit different here this morning. Again, by popular demand, as back as this sermon, retooled a little bit here. I've preached this before, this mysterious man, John the Baptist. Not all that far down the street from the incredible display the shepherds were privileged to see that we sing about, not all that far down the street from there, something else was going on. God is doing another work over here on this side of town too, not just in Bethlehem. Who here knew that God is multitasking and is able to do actually two things at once? Maybe three. Trillion a second. God's got more RAM than you could ever imagine. Now, I want to look at the last Old Testament prophet today,
John, I once heard an old lady who wrote to a minister one day and said, "How dare you call John a Baptist? There weren't any denominations back then." Read your Bible, lady. Now, perhaps she's right. Knowing the work of John, what else could we call him? How about John the Methodist? He died before we could call him this denomination, which would be what? The Presbyterian. Since presbyteros means elder, and he never lived that long, you can't call him John the Presbyterian. But John the Baptist. It's funny, too, the images we get of this guy, isn't it? For me, it's Charlton Heston. And the movies I grew up with as a kid. Repent, you swine. Repent. I used to hate watching those terrible Christian dramas in which some fool who was ignorant of the Bible is the one who did all the typecasting for actors. I'll never forget one. John the Baptist, the guy's chewing on a ham hock or a turkey leg. And he's like, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." Must I? No, that's not the way John the Baptist was. He was not mealy-mouth. "Oh, repent, the kingdom of God is near." It's time to start getting Christians making these movies. John was tough. I would have loved to play John the Baptist. You brood of vipers. John the Baptist. You scallywag. Ah, I'm switching. Scallywag. He would have made a great pirate. Right? I'll keelhaul you for that. But I submit to you, Island Community Church, and those I hear this on the radio starting Wednesday, and the podcast around the world today, that there's more to John the Baptist than meets the eye. Why is he so overlooked? Why does he warrant only the casual glance? He's not John Brown. His last name isn't Brown or White or Smith. From Capernaum. He's not some bald engineer from Brooklyn. No offense. Wow, bald is in these days, I'm telling you. There's more to this guy than meets the eye. Now today, he's the subject of my sermon, this great John the Baptist, and it's not just me that calls him great. Jesus calls him great too. So let's get started with John, and we need to go back to the last words spoken in the Old Testament to do that. Turn with me, please, to the book of Malachi, chapter 4, last book of the OT. Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4. These are the last words of the Old Testament, 430. For all intents and purposes, let's call it 430. Maybe I'm off by a couple of years. 430 B.C. I think it's 330. Verse 4. Remember the law, God speaking. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all of Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Now listen to this promise. Verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Now, that prophecy, which was spoken in, let's call it 400 B.C., fast forward to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. You can turn there if you have a Bible. Luke chapter 1. But before that, as you're turning there, look at all this silence. Malachi 4:4 is the last thing we read in the Old Testament. That's it. There's no more word from God. Look at all the silence. The Bible says of another time, it says the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Same thing here. 400 years. That's like God not speaking here since the Mayflower. Or never a word of God since George Wash. 400 years. Imagine all that silence. Maybe it seems like God hasn't spoken to you in 430 years. You ever feel that way? That they're just going to blow the dust out of you? That it's been 400 years since you've heard a word from God? Let me encourage you, church. It's all the same day to him. It might seem like 400 years to you, but it's still the same day to God. God hasn't forgotten you. God, as I say on my radio show every day, is always broadcasting. What you have to do is tune into his frequency. That is, right here, the Word of God. He's always speaking. He always has something to say. It's the devil that wants to keep you away from this book. Get back into the Word again. And he won't be silent. God hasn't forgotten you. And he hasn't forgotten his plan. Remember his plan. And remember his last recorded words in the Old Testament. Behold, I will send you Elijah. The last thing he said is, I'm going to send Elijah before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. Now remember that, please. Fast forward 400 years, Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 5. Now there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God, in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM WMIE.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm going to explain this a little bit more.